You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. I almost said August, didn't I? And I hope you're well. I hope everybody you love is safe and sound. I'm been a busy little faggot here recently, but I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. A couple of things first. I kind of had an announcement today on Twitter and on the Discord server that I received an email from some sort of podcast about sexuality, and they contacted me about being an interview on their podcast. I get the impression that this is a kind of a big podcast. I mean, like a bigger than this for sure. And they sound very professional, actually, from the email that they sent me. So, unfortunately, I don't know where that email has. I must have deleted it somehow. I cannot find it. I don't know where it's at. I've searched and searched and searched for it. But hopefully they contact me back again. It was not a figment of my imagination. I'm excited about the prospect of that. It's a Zoom interview. I don't know if I'm going to be on camera or not. I have no idea, but I will say I'm not going to be. Yeah, it's kind of an exciting thing. Between having doctors show an interest in issues about hierarchy and about alphas and faggots and things like that, and this kind of exposure on other sexuality podcasts, I mean, I think that slowly but surely we're chipping away at the granite wall that has been placed between everyday society and us who are dealing with the real life. So I think we're starting to peek through the, make little holes in the wall. We can peek through to the other side, and they can peek through to us. So I'm kind of excited about it. Hopefully something happens from it. The whole goal, once this site, Fags Worship Alpha, started to take off back in like 2015, 16, went from me just relating experiences that I had to let's force people to take a look at this, you know. And that's been my driving kind of modus operandi ever since, you know. So hopefully it's headed somewhere now. We'll see. I had a conversation with a couple of other faggots on the Discord server about possibly making a Fags Worship Alpha branded chastity cage that would be 3D printed. At first I was like, whatever. I don't need another project on top of the other 5,000 projects I've got going on simultaneously. But this is kind of catching my fancy a little bit. So maybe feedback on this would be a good thing. I'd like to hear some people's opinions about possible FWA chastity cage. you know, probably, you know, some faggot will have its nuts drop off because of the cage, and then I'll get sued or some shit. I don't know. You can't get blood from a turnip. Just keep that in mind, right? So, anyway, I don't really want to get into that. This next thing I was about to say, I don't know. I had a couple more posts about shit eating on the website. One today was about Master Matthew. It's the unreleased episode in this saga of him that he told me I could not publish. Well, I published it today because of the final post that I'm about to post about him. Something kind of very disappointing happened today with him, and so I was kind of pissed off, and I thought, you know what, go fuck yourself. You told me this story about having your faggots eat your shit, and so I'm just going to tell the story you told me, you know. So whatever. Anyway, so but I had a couple of posts about shit eating, and I tell you what, on the website there's just been faggots yelling at me or defending me, either one, really, like, angrily. I don't understand, like, how I become embroiled in scat. I've never engaged in scat in my life. I don't like it. It's one of my hard no's, basically, and yet here I am getting this from all quarters. I don't know what to say about that. Sometimes I really hate that site. Just kidding. And there's one other thing. Oh, we had a really great discussion on the Discord server last night. Really great turnout, really good questions, and an excellent conversation between Master Titus and Sir Tank. I am going to piece, because the recording is in pieces, so I'm going to piece that together into a file, and you can all listen to it as part of the Hierarchy podcast. It'll be like a 0.5 edition of that, so keep your eyes peeled and your ears peeled for that. Okay, well, now I'm 7.5 minutes into this, and I haven't really even talked about anything that I wanted to talk about. I think I wanted to touch on, obedience, okay? So, in faggots, okay? So, because there have been some questions, and there were questions in the Discord server Q&A and stuff about this. Basically, the question is, are faggots liable to go to whatever degree the alpha demands, even if it violates deeply held beliefs or personal, you know, dislikes or whatever, you know? Does the faggot have to do it, you know? I know that there are certainly some alphas out there that say, yes, the faggot must. I don't agree with that at all, all right? I mean, when you start to talk about rape, and, you know, here's the thing, too, like, there have definitely been faggots who have been pushed by an alpha to do something, like eat shit, for instance. And the faggot came to like that experience and want more of it. So it's this is a gray-ish area, but ultimately, you know, I talked about agency one time on this podcast, where you are responsible for your your life, your body, okay? That's you're the ultimate authority of your own agency, your own body, your own choices, okay? So if an alpha demands that you do something that you don't want to do and you have made a point about why you don't want to do it, and he demands it anyway, I mean, you need to probably leave that alpha because that alpha is not respecting your agency. And it's perfectly within the rights of every faggot to say, no, I can't go there. I mean, I will tell you right now, all right, maybe this makes me a bad faggot. I don't know. I've, with the alphas that I have served in my life, I mean, you can kind of tell that I can get mouthy and I can definitely stand up for myself. And so the alphas that I have served have kind of understood, you know, when they took possession of me, that what they were getting from me, you know, they were going to get a loyal faggot, one that was going to bend over backwards, you know. Hey, you like that position? Let's do that. But, you know, I was going to do whatever I could to please my alpha. But, you know, I'm not going to compromise, you know, what I believe as a person because my alpha told me to, okay? Not ever. I mean, we can come up with a couple of examples out of the news right now and just look at it, okay? If an alpha told me that I could not take the vaccination because he thinks that vaccinations are evil and the Democrats plan to take over the world or whatever shit they think, I'm going to tell him no. I'm going to take the vaccination. And if he doesn't like that and he wants to try to beat me over it or whatever, or lock me in a room, or, you know, I'm going to leave. And I'm never going to go back to that alpha. Okay? If an alpha that I was serving demanded that I vote for Donald Trump for anything other than public execution in the Rose Garden, okay, I am not going to vote for Donald Trump, as an example, okay? And so I mean, but here's the thing, like, as soon as I discovered that he was a Trump fan or a Trump supporter, I would leave, okay, because there's absolutely no way I would serve somebody like that, you know. I don't care if they're the hottest alpha, the most apex alpha, whatever. I don't care, you know. I'm simply not going to compromise my deeply held beliefs, for sex or for, you know, like service. You know, there are other alphas out there that would be better for me to serve, you know, and I should go serve those alphas, not make my life miserable and my alpha's life miserable, you see? In fact, that's a higher form of service, really. If you recognize that you cannot fulfill what your alpha wants you to do, it's a higher form of service for you to say, sir, I cannot continue to serve. You should go and find somebody that works better for you. It's a kindness on your part to recognize that as a faggot and say, I can't do this. You know, I know you really want me to eat your shit for whatever reason, okay? I don't know what that would be, but I can't be that faggot. But I know that there are other faggots out there that would, so Master, you should go and find those faggots, you know? You're eliminating the frustration. And I actually have kind of an experience with this because, you know, right before I started the website, I was owned by this young alpha with a big dick. I mean, he had a big, beautiful dick. I mean, it was really a magnificent piece of meat, okay? And he was very demanding, you know, wanting me to be ready at a moment's notice to fuck me or get head, or if he wanted food, you know, he'd call me up, I'm coming over, I need to eat something, I want you to make me something, that kind of stuff. And at the time, I had a different job, and I was working, as my schedule started really becoming odd, and like I was in meetings late and things like that, and I wasn't able to be there all the time. And he started demanding that I quit the job, and actually really came sort of close to doing that. But I was like, I worked hard for this, the promotion and things like that. So, you know, and we got into a bunch of fights. Like, he yelled at me a lot because I wasn't there to suck his dick when he demanded it, you know. He was a straight alpha, so he was off fucking girls. It wasn't like he was going without, you know, things, but he wanted to use me, you know. And so eventually he dismissed me. You know, I told him, I said, "Master, I can't be there. I can't do both things. You know, there's no way to do that." And I said, "You know, I'm not going to be able to do it." You know, and so he dismissed me, which hurt. You know, because again, whenever you invest yourself in a service relationship with an alpha, as I'm speaking as a faggot, obviously. You know, you invest a lot, you know. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of focus and concentration. And it just, you know, and it weighs on you, you know. I kind of view serving an alpha like sort of like being in combat, you know, where you're kind of under attack all the time. And I don't mean to paint it in a negative way, but it's just that alphas have needs, and they're very powerful needs, and they want them to be satisfied. And so you have to be just ready, you know, all the time. You're on high alert all the time when you're owned by an alpha. And I wanted to be that for him, you know. And I couldn't do it. I mean, I could have done it, I guess, but I just maybe had the wrong attitude. I don't have any idea, but I'm just being honest here. So, you know, I've tried. I really did try to make it work, but I just couldn't do it, you know. And he was disappointed in me, and he told me to fuck off, you know. So, and, you know, it hurt me, but, like, I was older-ish now, you know, at that point. I wasn't 20 years old where, you know, I would have these kind of, like, drama queen moments where I was crying, you know, playing sad songs and, you know, cry singing and all that kind of stuff. I was in much more control of my emotions when this happened. And, you know, my rational way of dealing with it was, well, I'm at this point in my life where, you know, I'm not out sucking dick every night like I used to. And I, you know, in my downtime, I can start writing experiences and thoughts about hierarchy online. And that's how this site started, you know, because I just wanted an outlet to explore mentally where I was, you know. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know where this conversation's even going at this point. But my point is, ultimately, my point for this podcast is, faggots can have limits. And faggots can make choices for themselves. It doesn't mean you're a bad faggot. It means that you are, you're a complete faggot, you know. You're not an empty vessel. you have something to bring to the table. Good alphas, I will say this too, you know, because I have served some really great alphas in my life. They value a faggot that has ambition and has some measure of intelligence. You know, stupid faggots get stupid owners. I am not a stupid faggot, okay? And I'm not worthless either, you know? And so I don't serve alphas who act like that or try to treat me like that. They don't last long around me because, you know, well, yeah, I mean, everybody's seen how I am, so, but, yeah, you know, there are bad alphas out there, and there are bad faggots that want to be treated like shit by those alphas. Well, they're made for each other, you know, go off and do whatever you're going to do, but for me, I want wise, intelligent, insightful, powerful alpha males to serve, you know, and give them my best years of service. So, and I want that to be my choice of submission out of my own heart. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing it because an alpha threatened me. There's the difference right there, you know. Like, you know, you better vote for Trump or I'm going to beat the fuck out of you. Is not, you know, that's not service. That's not true submission, you know. So, so go out there, my faggot brothers, and make some good decisions for yourself and for your alpha, okay? And everybody will be a lot happier. Okay, well, that ended up a little bit longer than I intended, but whatever. I hope it was helpful. I keep seeing this in the background on various platforms that I'm on where faggots are, you know, acting like they have to do all these horrible things that they don't want to do. Well, you don't. Okay? So, and shame on any alpha that forces you to or tries to. So, anyway, well, I will let you go. I got a bunch of other things I've got to do. I can't sit around here talking to you all damn night, all right? Anyway, I hope you take care of yourselves, and I will talk to you soon, okay? Love ya. Bye.